Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Coming up, it's the 8th Annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus Bulls, plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th Annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
The cattle market was mixed, but mostly under pressure here. Feeder cattle finished the day $1 to $1.20 lower, with the board at 142.80 to finish the day down $1.27. That was off the low pretty good. The low today was 141.95. And we went through the low set back on February 1st of 142.17, so the next low or support level should be around 141.20, which really isn't that far away at this point. Live cattle were higher in February, which is the front month, at 126.65, up 52, but April and on back were actually lower on the day. The cash markets held together pretty well, giving some optimism for the further out contracts here. It doesn't look like there's been any cash trade, but the last I saw was 125 bid, and there was some ask at 127. So it's looking pretty optimistic there on the cash market for the live cattle. Box beef was up 87 cents on choice at $2.16.94. Select up $1.09 at $2.11.50. The choice select spread was $5.44 to finish the day right there. So good movement on the box beef. The cash market looks like it's held together pretty well, although we haven't had any official news here today. There were some more deliveries overnight, and the oldest date is now up to February.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at noon. Selling over 700 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. Also featuring 15 purebred Angus first calf heifer pairs and 3 heavy bred heifers. For more information, go to the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834. Remember, new buyers must register before sale day.
The grain futures market today was a little bit weaker for wheat. We pounded out new lows for the second straight day in that Kansas City wheat. Pretty disappointing. But we did bounce a little bit off the lows, closed about 4 lower. One of the main reasons why is we made new contract lows here. It looks like it's squeezing the long positions. They're getting stopped out, having to sell those, or getting blown out of the market, if you will. Another factor is that on the world level, it's thought that maybe the United States is still overpriced. Yesterday, Algeria bought about 600,000 metric tons of French wheat for $247 a ton. That was thought to be about $20 cheaper than how we can sell it here in the United States. And that French wheat market has really been selling off even more so than U.S. wheat. So a lot of competition around the world, and it looks like that's one of the main factors here driving wheat prices down. Now, beans were about 4 higher. And corn was unchanged here. Cotton also unchanged, only up 9 cents at 70.22. These equity markets today are really strong here. We've got the NASDAQ 42 higher at 70.62. Bounced earlier in the day up to 70.95. And then currently Dow Jones is up 450 points. So a really strong Dow Jones day, 25,883. And that's also lifted crude oil up. It's up about $1.30. Natural gas futures currently up about 5 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.